בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת כי תצא, חטא באלול. We are, you know, well underway with our preparations לקראת יום הדין. So, as the ימים הנוראים and חגי תשרי get closer, so I wanted to speak about some pertinent dinim, as you probably saw the title. We know that one of the minhagim on Erev Rosh Hashanah that the Rama brings down, and it's a minhag that is observed by many people in Am Yisrael, is visiting cemeteries on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And there's a reason for that. I don't know, Mashadis do that? It is a minhag, prevalent minhag among, you know, many keilot among Am Yisrael, and it has certainly Yisudato Be'er Kodesh. It comes from very holy places. The Gemara in Masechet Ta'anit Daf Tet Zayin, the Gemara says that when there were Ta'aniot Tzibur, when there were Tzarot in Am Yisrael, for instance, droughts and stuff like that, during the Ta'aniot, they used to go visit the cemetery. The Gemara explains why. Says the Gemara, "Lama yotzin lebet hakvarot, lomar hareinu chashuvim kemetim, uchdei shehametim yivakshu aleinu rachamim." There's a dual purpose in going to visit the cemetery. Number one is to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're like dead people. Hashem, we need your rachmanut, because it's like we're dead and without you we're nothing. So that's one thing. And number two is so that the metim beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy for us. Which means there's something over there with regards to tefillah, which we'll speak about in depth quite soon. I'll tell you a very interesting anecdote. I know we just started, but my parents happen in Queens. My parents happen to live next to a cemetery, a Jewish cemetery, Mount Hebron. That's right there. Anyway, you know when you come off of the exit from the LAE, so right there. So they live, you know, around the corner over there, and they border on the cemetery. So my father was, you know, especially being, you know, Moroccan Jew, a little bit apprehensive about living right next to a cemetery. You know, it's no name, cause right? It's like, not so nice. So he asked me, you know, halachically and ishkat, what's the halacha with living there? I said, Abba, take it. He said, why? You go to the, it's mamash of view, you go over there, there's a fence, obviously. I said, first of all, every single day you wake up and you go to sleep with thoughts of teshuvah. Nachon? You see a cemetery, right? What do you think of? Teshuvah. Yaskir lo yom adin, huh? Yaskir lo yom amita. That's right. And number two, they're the best neighbors ever. No, you know, no noisy parties, no kulam, you know, relaxed, quiet, right? Shinomo tranquilo, right? So, tranquilissimo. Anyway, bekitzur, so, it's not depressing. It's reality. That's the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Nun Gimel, the Gemara says that Amar Rabbi Eliezer l'talmidav says, Shuv yom echad kodem mitatach. There's halacha about this next week in halacha yomit. But Rabbi Eliezer told his talmidim, do teshuvah one day before you die. They asked him, v'chi adam yodea yom mitato? Does a person know when he's going to die? He says, exactly. He says, lachen. He says, treat every day as if it's your last. Lachen nimtza kol yamav teshuvah ma'asim tovim. Every day will be b'tshuvah. And he says, ועל זה אמר שלמה בחוכמתו, שלמה says, אין, קוהלת, בכל עת יהיו בגדיך לבנים. Make sure your clothing is white all the time. That's the neshama. It's a reference to the neshama. Hashem's going to ask for it back whenever. You got to give it back. The rule is, Hashem gives you neshama. And he says, the rule is, you have to give it back in same or better condition than I gave it to you. That's the job. If you give it back in worse condition than when I gave it to you, oy vavu. That's not a good thing. So that's what it's all about. So you see that, it's a good thing. Every day, you know, on the way home, I don't always go from the LAE because, you know, traffic. But when I do go from the LAE, it's machzir tshuva. You pass by the cemetery, you see it. There's machloket haposkim. Maran Zechon Ruchat discusses in Chazon Ovadia Berachot. This is another thing. When, you know, every time when you see a cemetery, there's another halacha, there's a bracha to say on cemeteries. It's called Birkat Asher Yatzar Etchem Badin. וזן אתכם בדין, ויחיה אתכם בדין, וימית אתכם בדין, והוא עתיד להחיותכם בדין, ויודע מספר כולכם, ברוך אתה השם חיים מתים. There's different texts of the bracha, but that's the basic gist. So, let's say you're passing by. Can you make the bracha passing by a cemetery in the car? What's the halacha? Oh, so that's only if you're samuch, if you're standing next to the actual grave. You don't have to be so close, but you have to actually be standing there, not just driving by and passing by. Another thing is, how often can you say that bracha? once every 30 days. But the poskim say that's only if the cemetery stays as is for those 30 days. However, the 30 days start anew every time a new grave is added. Which means if this cemetery has a new grave added every day, you can make the bracha every day. No, you can make a new bracha every day. Which means Chazal meant that you can make the bracha once every 30 days on the cemetery as is. But every time a new grave is added, the cheshbon starts again. Yes. Huh? Yeah. A new grave makes it like a new bet kvarot. Now, what are you saying? Correct. You make a bracha the same? Yeah. Correct. And if you go to one same cemetery that stays the same, you make one bracha. And then you go to another one, you see new graves, you make a new bracha. Okay, so, Rabotai, by the way, in Eretz Yisrael, it's very common. I don't know. A lot of people don't know about this bracha. You know that. A lot of people don't know about it. In cemeteries in Eretz Yisrael, they have, it's like engraved in stone. When you walk in Sanhedria, in Har Menuchot, they have the bracha. So when you go in, you mizakeh. Yeah, you can say the bracha when you go in. Tov. About mikol makom. Yeah.
I don't think they knew about this. So they claimed it wasn't a minhag to do it. Then when Moshe was putting the book together, he learned about
it.
It's from the Quran.
Yeah.
So it's in our book.
Well, there's a lot of brachot Shulchan Aruch Meforash that the Ben Yishai says it's not a minhag to do.
Yeah, yes.
Many of the Birkot Reiyah.
Lightning and thunder.
And Birkat Shechianu on seeing somebody that you like. וזה, וכולה, וכולה. So, יש בזה מנהגים שונים. נכון. Okay, now, Rabotai. The crux of today's shiur, I want to focus on this thing of going to pray at cemeteries or at Kibret Tzadikim. So, Dinama actually brings this down. And Ilchot Eir Rosh Hashanah. And he says, he brings down from this Gemara. Here we go. Yeah. Second. Here. Yeah. V'yesh no'agim lelech al ha-kevarot u'l'arbot sham b'tchinot v'notnim tzedakah la'aniyim. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's customary. He doesn't say necessarily kivret tzedikim. Kivret tzedikim is wonderful, but if a person's going to visit a, you know, parent or a relative, whatever, so the minhag is to go to bet ha-kevarot and to give tzedakah. Now, he says like this. A person has to be very careful. The Kaf Chaim asks a question on the spot that Agon Kaf Chaim brings down from the Sefer Regel Yishara. And he says, I don't understand. He says, the Gemara tells us in Masechet Ta'anit also, Daf Tzayin, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to pray in a cemetery. So how come over here it's something, first of all, the other Gemara in Ta'anit we said before says that they used to go there. And over here, the Rama is saying the Firush to go to the cemetery to pray there. You're not allowed to pray in a cemetery. Loig Larash is, it's kind of like you're mocking the deceased. They can't pray. Yeah. So are we praying for them? That's true. But we're praying for ourselves. We're not praying for them. So the answer to that, the Kaf HaChaim says, not a question. It says again, Kaf HaChaim, that's only when you're going to pray an actual tefillah. Shacharit, mincha, arvit, an actual tefillah, or kriyat shema, tefillat chovah, those things you can't do in the Bet HaChaim. However, over here, these are, you know, random tefillot for ourselves, that's not lo'eg larash. Huh? Kriyat tehillim, no tehillim, mishnayot, whatever it is. Why? Can't say tehillim, but over here, we're not reading the tehillim as a limud. You're not reading it as Talmud Torah. What are you reading it as? Bederach she'el tefillah. Because it's a mitzvah, man. Tefillah is a mitzvah. He can't perform that mitzvah. What I'm doing right now, is that a mitzvah? No, it's a personal prayer. Yeah? Understand? Now, it says like this. And we find the same thing. The Gemara says, Masechet Sotah, by Kalev ben Yefuneh, before he went out to be one of the spies, so he actually broke away from the group. Yehoshua didn't need to. Why? He already had the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kalev needed to, you know, veer away from the group. He took a detour to Hebron, and he went to the Kibra Avot, and he prayed. He says, Avotai, what was the Lashon HaGemara? Avotai bakeshu ala rachamim. He prayed to the Avot, and he says, my forefathers, please ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save me, and bizchut zeh that he went there, what? He got Hebron because he went there. Now, there's a very interesting, you know, I'll tell to you outside, because I don't know if we have some time. Yeah, we have some time. Oh, I brought the wrong chedek. Anyway. Oh, tati. No, it's okay, it's okay. Leave it. The Bach in... No. There's a Bach at the end of Siman Reshut Zayin in Hilchot Nedarim. He brings down a very fascinating discussion among the poskim. He quotes Maharam. Yeah? Maharam Bav. Mize? Maharam Ben Baruch. That is Maharam Mirotenburg, the Rebbe of the Rosh. In She'elot U'Tshuvot Maharam Mirotenburg, Siman Kuf Samach Dalet, he says as follows. He quotes the following. Yeah? Maharam Mirotenburg was one of the last Ba'alei HaTosafot. So he says as follows. Yeah? I'll read to you this lashon. Me'od nifleti al b'nei adam ha'nodrim al bet ha'kvarot. Over there it's talking about making nedarim and stuff. He says, there's certain people that have a ned, that make a neder, they say, they make a neder to go to the cemetery, to pray. And the Maharam Mirotenburg says, I don't understand this minhag. Why? Ki k'tzat haya dome lidore shel ha'metim, ki lo matzinu el ha'kalev sh'nishtateach al kivrei avot, v'hayenu sh'mitpalelim el ha'shem. He says this whole minhag that people make a neder and go to pray in a bet kvarot is something that's not so simple, because the only person we find in the works of the, right, in Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebe'al Peh, somebody who prayed, Al Kibre Tzadikim was whom? Was Kalev ben Efune, and who? He prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bizchut Ha'avot. V'amakom HaKadosh Gorem Sh'teh Tfilato Nishmat. So why would you specifically want to pray in a cemetery? Because, by Kibre Tzadikim, it's a holy place, Menuchat HaTzadikim, and that, you know, it's a segula, that especially, where did he pray? Me'arat HaMechpelah. The Zohar HaKadosh says, very interesting, regardless of being the Abet HaKvarot, a Kibre Tzadikim, the Zohar HaKadosh says that every tefillah that a person ever utters always goes through, even if a person prays in Yerushalayim, it goes from Yerushalayim to Me'arat HaMechpelah, and then they're directed to heaven. Me'arat HaMechpelah is the Sha'ar HaShamayim, the Zohar HaKadosh says. It's a very interesting thing. Zohar Meforash. So if that's the case... Was it? Oh, yeah? Okay. So, no, which means that even when you play, yes, there's halacha. Bitpalelu alai derech ha'ir hazot. Shlomo HaMelech was mitaken that when you pray, and Daniel also made when he was in Bavil, he made windows and doors, and he prayed always towards Yerushalayim. We just saw in yesterday's daf. Aval mikol makom, even when you're praying towards Yerushalayim, that's not the final destination of the tefillah. It has to go through Hebron, Me'arat HaMechpelah, and then to the Kisei HaKavod. Very fascinating as well. Aval, at the end of the day, Kalev ben Ifune says Maharam was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he says, Aval nashim ustam b'nei adam she'enam yud'im zot, lo yada'ati halichatam lebet HaKvarot lama. Most people, when they go to the Bet HaKvarot, they don't know to have this kavana to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, I'm not so sure why everybody runs to cemeteries. That's Maharam. Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel, who is also one of the earlier Acharonim, quotes this Maharam la'alacha. And the Bach comes out swinging to defend the minhagim. The Bach does this a lot. He was mamash memashkinet nafsho to be miyashev minhagim. That's what poskim do. If there's, you know, there's different types of minhagim. Minhag, otiot, gehinam. Sometimes, you know, up many times people, minhag batel, but you can't be mad. You can't be mevatel minhagim. If it's yisudato be'ar kodesh, you have to keep it. If it's minhag ta'ut, so you have to stop it. Aval, the Maharam comes and says, the Bach comes and says, and he says, the Bach says that this minhag has roots in the Zohar HaKadosh, and no posek is allowed to stop people from praying in the cemetery. Now, he doesn't say which Zohar. The notes bring down two Zohars that the Bach is referring to. Listen to this. The Zohar HaKadosh in Parashat HaCharemot, Daf Ayin Aleph, says as follows. Amar Rabbi Yosef, b'sha'ad yitztarich alma l'mitra, amai azlin lagabe metaya, v'aketiv v'dora shel ha'metim. The Zohar HaKadosh actually brings down the discussion in Ta'anit, which says that when there is a drought, they go to the Bet HaKvarot. It doesn't say why, right? So he says, he says the Zohar, isn't it dora shel ha'metim? It seems like when you can't pray to dead people. Doesn't it seem a little bit, right? Eliyahu, right? Yonatan? What do you mean? You can't do that to me. You have to wear name tags. Anyway, b'kitzur, aval. No, but we shagu otam shama gam. B'kitzur, my wife's brother. My wife also has twin brothers. So in the beginning, I also confused them. So aval. Huh? Anyway, בקיצור, אבל מכל מקום לרבותיי. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, how come going to the cemetery, even בשעת צרה, especially then, בשעת צרה, you need a Yeshua, you need a salvation, let's go to the cemetery. It seems like, at least to the untrained eye, it looks like a person's going to seek out a salvation from whom? From the dead. Zavaya says the Zohar HaKadosh, listen to this, it says, אלא ודורש על המתים דייקה, דאינון חייבי עלמה מאמין עבודה זרה. אבל ישראל דאינון זכאי כשות עליהם כתיב, ושבח אני את המתים שכבר מתו בזמנה אחרה ולא אשתה. ואשתה אינון חיים. Number one answer says the Zohar HaKadosh, when it says ודורש על המתים, that's a difference, that's only refers to people who are already dead בחייהם. Who's that? גויים עובדי עבודה זרה. Seeking them out would be דורש על המתים. But seeking out help from אחינו בני ישראל, even if they're already dead,
is that better?
Huh? It's better than going to the goyim. That's one answer. Answer number two says the Zohar, ועוד, וישאר עמין כתען לגבי מתאון, עטיין בחרשין, וישראל עטיין למתאון בתשובה ובתבירות דליבה לקמי הקדוש ברוך הוא. When goyim come to seek out, they're dead. How do they come? They come with all sorts of sorcery and magic. וזה. How do Am Yisrael come to seek out their מתים? בתשובה, שבירת הלב, broken hearted. And now look at the words. בגין דנשמתים קדישים יבאון רחמי לקמי קודשה בריחו עליהו וקודשה בריחו חייס על עלמה בגין נהון. Which means that what? That when Am Yisrael comes, they come with a broken heart and תשובה, and that causes the metim, the neshamot of those metim over there, to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and request heavenly mercy on their behalf. Aha. So what do you see from here? You see from this Zohar HaKadosh very clearly that you are, it's not only a matter according to the Zohar, are you allowed to seek out the dead people? Yeah, you can seek them out. Why? For them to do what? For them to pray for you before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zohar says Mefurash that they're allowed to pray for you. So the Kushiyav, the Maharam, that you're not allowed to seek out the dead. Yeah, if you're praying to the dead, if you think that the dead can save you, that's a problem. But if you know that they can't save you. Now, I want to take this a step further. The Eliyahu Rabba, on the Srama, Eliyahu Rabba is one of the foremost Pirushim on the Levush. Hagana b'Eliyahu Shapira Mitiktim. Mishnah Berurah brings him down all the time. He brings down over here himself. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah on the Srama says, Bet HaKvarot, the Bet HaKvarot hu mekom menuchat ha-tzadikim. Ba-tvila nitkabela sham yoter. Ach al yasim megamnato neged ha-metim, ach yevakesh me-Hashem yitbarach shi-yiten alav rachamim bizchut ha-tzadikim shokhne afar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, when you go to the cemetery, how can you pray? One way, he quotes the Eliyahu Rabba, pray to, like the Maharam said, you can pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the merit of the tzaddikim that are here. Says Maran Zichron Abraham Chazon Ovadia, and also in Alichot Olam, Dina Erev Rosh Hashanah, he says that's one way. However, Le'alacha, you are also able to speak to the dead themselves. Okay? You can speak to the dead by requesting. You can actually do both. You can do either or, and you can also do both. I don't know which one works well.
So what's the machlokes with Maran and Ben Ishchai? Is your Ben Yosher?
No, so the Ben Ishchai also, you can use him as your Melitz Yosher. You can ask him. Now again, a lot of poskim take issue with this because what does that mean? In Judaism, we believe that there doesn't have to be any middleman between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah?
No, huh? Well, you can't do a prayer in Arabic
because
the angel.
One second. To lift the tefillah, if you want, that's true. But at the end of the day, there's a big pulmus. You know, among Ashkenazim, there's a piyut, machni, you say, rachamim, right? Machni, say, rachamim, machnisu, the whole thing. So, the, you know that? Oh, why? Because there's a... He doesn't? Oh, because it seems many poskim say it's like you're davening to the angels, and in this you don't need that. You know that's a goyish idea that you need the it's like you need the intervention of the malachim. You don't need the intervention. Kimi ka Hashem Elokeinu bechol koreinu elav. Hakadosh Baruch Hu answers us anytime we call out to him directly. You don't need any middleman. But the point is over here. We're not saying when you ask the metim or the malachim to intercede on your behalf, la'alacha, says Maran Zichron Abracha, b'shem HaZohar HaKadosh, and b'shem Kama V'chama Poskim, and the Ben Ishchai among them, is that we don't need the metim or the malachim to intercede on our behalf. The point is that since they're ba'olam shekulo tov, they have more zechuyot. They're tzaddikim, right? So they have more zechuyot than us. They're closer to the kisei hakavod than us. So we're asking them to intercede on our behalf because there's a bigger chance their tefillot will be answered than ours. That's all we're saying. Now, again, yeah, what are you saying?
All right, so we have a choice. Either pray by, for example, Chassid Shalom, let's say the son's father, pray by their keber, or to pray in a shul. What you're saying right now is that they have...
In a shul, you mean like Shacharit Mincha Arvit?
No, not
a personal prayer?
Yeah. You said that connect
so you can connect the... First of all, a personal prayer can be said anywhere. Yeah. And not only that, the Chafetz Chaim used to say b'ferush, he says in the Sefer Shem Olam, part of Hitzbodedut, Rabotai, a lot of people look for Hitzbodedut. Agaon Chafetz Chaim used to say that Hitzbodedut means connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and learning to pray in your own language anytime, anywhere. Person is, sometimes people have a mistaken notion, Tefillah is for Beit HaKnesset, right? It has to be... Tefillah has to be anywhere, anytime, any language. Matta Omer Michael.
All right, when you have a personal prayer at any time in any place, do we have to always structure it the same way as Tefillah, praise Hashem, then make our request and thank Him, or just That's make true. The request?
Again, in Tefillah proper, halachot of Tefillah proper dictate that it has to be shevach, bakasha, hoda'a, praise, request, and thanks. The point of that is also because that's the way you talk to a king, and when you request something, it's always good. It's derech eretz to first speak the praise of the king. By personal,
but I'm saying personal prayer.
By personal prayer, it's recommended also, but not compulsory. Yeah, it's not because those are halachot. So Yonatan has a question. He says, if a person has a personal prayer, where is it more mo'il? In a bit knesset or in a cemetery? So here's the thing. It depends which idea you want to go with. According to the idea that the makom is makom kadosh, and Hashem answers you bizchut the makom kadosh, so guess what? The cemetery is makom kadosh because that's menuchat tzadikim, and the shul is also makom kadosh. So I would say either or. But according to the answer that the tzadikim, the neshamot, intercede on your behalf because, you know, the tzaddikim, they're close to kisei hakavod. I would say maybe go to kisei hakavod. Wouldn't we all? Yeah. Aval. You know, it's interesting. The Midrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to be, it was his time to pass away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to plead with the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu to come out of his body. The neshama didn't want to come out. Can you imagine a neshama, the likes of Moshe Rabbeinu, doesn't want to come out of the body? Why? And where's that neshama going? You better believe to the highest levels, right next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kisei HaKavod, and yet the Midrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to plead with it and say, I'm going to put you here, and slowly but surely until Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, b'mitat neshika. You know why that is? Because once the neshama gets put in the body, it knows it's not because it wanted Tanugia Onam Hazeh. It has the b'mitim chofshi, once a person passes away, there's no more opportunities to do mitzvot. The Gemara says in Masechet Sotah also, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Why do you want to go? You want to do the mitzvot that were contingent upon Eretz Yisrael. So at the end of the day, now again, I want to tell you two more nekudot about a cemetery. So la'alacha, Maran Zechon Baruch in Chazon Ovadia and the Ben Yishai, they all rule, you can do either or. You can pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the merit of the tzaddikim who are buried here. Or, now what happens if a person, this is another question that people have asked before, what happens if a person's going to the cemetery to visit a relative? And the relative may not have been necessarily the biggest tzaddik yesod onam. Is there an element, is there still an inyan to pray there?
Yes.
Why? Huh? Well, after 12 months, what do we assume?
They go to Gan Eden after that 12 months,
yeah,
huh?
We assume one of the reasons why we stop saying Kaddish during the first week of the 12th month of Avelut is because we assume that after, you know, he's not Rasha Gamur, and after 11 months, he didn't spend the full 12 months. But even if he did spend the full 12 months, right, Din, the Gemara says, Din Rasha'im Begehinam Yud Bet Chodesh. Even the Rasha, after 12 months, what do we say? He's clean. And now he has a chuyot. And especially if his son, you know, prays for him and learns for him and says kaddish for him, is zechuyot gedolot. So even over there, there's an element of tzidkut. We assume that he's been cleansed. So even over there, by a random relative, we assume that he has zechuyot as well. Or you can also pray to the neshama. It doesn't mean, again, it's not praying to the neshama. That's what we have to amend. You don't pray to the neshama. You can address the neshama and ask the neshama to come on your behalf to the Kisei HaKavod and bring the following tefillot to the attention, well, not to the attention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but closer to the Kisei HaKavod. Huh? Yes. No, they both allowed.
Is it good or is it direct?
Both. Both. Either or. Either or. Many poskim disagree. The Mishnah Berurah, the Yaraba, the Maharam Mirotenburg, they all say you can only pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'zchut HaTzadik, aval le'alachah u'ma'aseh, that's only one option. You have another option as well. What you shouldn't do, or, you know, if you have, this is always appropriate to mention to Am Haaretz, many times what they do is that they go there and they actually pray to the dead. Oh, help me, save me. That's mamash doresh al-ametim. No, that's summa. Actually,
what's the difference?
Shalom. Zeh doresh al-ametim zeh. Zeh doresh al-ametim, not all. No. Oh, so that's a different story. Rashbi, you know, Shimon HaTzadik, or Ma'arat HaMachpelah, it's Bate Knesiyot or Bate Midrashot. What's the reason why it's Mutar over there? Because over there, that's not Bet Kvarot. That's not a cemetery. It's a tiyum. It's an individual kever. And by an individual kever, the Chachamim never, there's no inyan of Lo'ayg L'Rash by a tiyun of a tzadik. If the tiyun of it, what about Bada Arizam's kever? Even though he's kibre tzadik, but since it's in a bet hakvarot, it's asur. You understand? You're not let right up, you know, right on top of the bet anmin in Tzfat, right outside, there's the breast liver base medrash. You know that? Right on top of the mountain over there? So, but it has to be outside. Same thing, but Rabbi Meir Ba'al Hanes. Rabbi Meir Ba'al Hanes, they have a bet knesset, bet midrash, right by the kibre. Why? There's a difference between tziyun and bet hakvarot. It doesn't matter how great the tzadik was. The difference is, the distinction is whether it's tziyun, which is just an individual grave, or two graves or whatever, as opposed to being a public grave site, a bet kvarot. Because by its, the chachamim are only taken by bet kvarot.
Even though it's still a little.
True. But he's a tzaddik, he can handle it. That's the point. You understand? He's not, don't worry, Rashbi's not jealous of our tefillot. You know what I'm saying? He'll be okay. You know what I'm saying? It's no, you don't have to worry about that. Now, another thing, you have to be the Ari HaKadosh, and the Gaon Mivilna say very, very, this you can find also in Kuntri Seichi Eli, which is all sorts of hanhagot of Avelut and Bet HaKvarot. He says over there, a person, when he goes to the cemetery, you have to be extremely careful to be Tahor Mikeri, to be pure of Tu'ah. Mikre Lai. Oh, you said Mikre Lai. I didn't hear the Dagesh. Anyway, so you have to be very careful. Last year, somebody read Parashat Kitetzeh. I heard him and said, "Kitashev re'acha masat me'uma." Yeah, wa'ali. What's masat me'uma? Kitashev re'acha mashat me'uma. Sheen with a dagesh. Anyway, huh? Masat is a burden, a package. Mashat me'uma means a loan. Anyway, aval. So one second. So, yep, a person has to be very careful before he goes to the cemetery to go to the mikveh. Okay, even now when mikvehot, I don't know, some are open now, some are closed, but no, before. You have to make sure not to enter the cemetery when a person is tamekiri, number one. If a person can't, says the Kuntas Yechieli, at least he should do, taking a shower also helps, taking a shower, it helps for Tevilat Ezra, or at the very least, person should do Netilat Yadayim. Person should do Netilat Yadayim, like the Ben Ish Chai says, 40 times. Person doing Netilat Yadayim 40 times, 20 on each hand. Yeah. So, yeah. For Tum'at Keri. Be honest if you can't get to a mikro. In Rav Pa'anim. No, he brings according to the Sod. That helps. So over there. Yeah, yeah. Or, but even better than that is a shower. A shower works. No, I'm a pitom. 9 minutes, that'll be. 3 minutes, babe. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, Aval, so if you have a pool, huh?
Why do you need a mikveh?
Because the Ari HaKadosh writes, B'Shem HaZohar, that a Bet HaKvarot is a place that there's a lot of achizat chitzonim. There's a lot of klipis, there's a lot of klipot, and you know, all sorts of bad forces, mazikin, that run around the cemetery. And if a person's a person who's tameh, he's like a magnet for these detrimental forces, and then they stick to you even when you leave. So the Ari HaKadosh, and because of that, the Gaon Mivilna always used to, he would never go to the Gaon Mivilna. Yeah, the Gaon Mivilna never went to cemeteries because of that. That was a very big thing. Now, also, a person has to be careful when he goes to a cemetery, not to go there with women. The Zohar HaKadosh, not to, especially if a person looks at women in the cemetery, the Zohar HaKadosh says, a person who looks at women in the cemetery, his life is in danger. Why? Looking at women in a cemetery. Listen to this. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the Satan, Malach HaMavet, hangs out in a cemetery, and he walks around with sword drawn, with guns blazing in the cemetery, and he waits, Zohar HaKadosh Mefurash, and the Satan waits for men who look at women in the cemetery to slay them. So, that's why.
Why?
Why should you go pray there? It's like the worst place. You're saying
it's dangerous.
What's the?
It's dangerous. It could be dangerous. Huh?
What's Shabbat?
What do you mean? What's Shabbat? It's Bet Kvarot Vaday. Yeah, it's for sure. I mean, so you have to be careful. You know, if you go to any kibbutz, tzaddikim has men and women. There are men and women section. What do? You know, and Meron also has, Rashbi also has men and women. The point is, when you go, So even when you go, you keep your eyes down. Don't look, because according to Zohar HaKadosh, a person is mamash besakanat nefashot. If he looks at women in the cemetery. Mamash kacha, zelot tzok. So a person has to be very careful, especially when this is happened by Levayot. People come to Levayot. Now you would think that people who come to Levayah, you're going to the cemetery, you know, the cemetery, like we said, is Makom Kadosh. You should come. It's Niot Yoter. I've been to Levayot, Hashem Yirachem. Women come and learn them. Who are you trying to show off to? They're all dead. Anyway, the Kitzur. Aval, you know, that's a new pun on dressing to kill. It's mamash kacha. Anyway. Aval, צריך להיות צנוע. פרשת השבוע, רבותיי, איי, ולא יראה בך ערבת דבר ושבנה אחריך. הקדוש ברוך הוא sees עריות, you know what he does immediately? Retreats. אם יש עריות, Hashem says, I can't be here. Even where does it say? What's it talking about? What's the context of the pasuk over there? בזמן המלחמה, at the time of war, when people maybe are not, even over there, כי השם אלוקיך מתהלך בקרב מחניך, הקדוש ברוך הוא is traveling among your camp. The number one thing, if you want to chase away HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Am Yisrael, lack of tzniut.
By women.
Men too, ma ze? Ma, men don't have Torah? But there's tzniut by men, there's tzniut by women. Why? Because it makes the men go a little cuckoo. Nechon? That's why the Torah says, Tiye bin Adam, right? Be decent, be tzanua. Ma Hashem Elokecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, tzni'a lechet im Elokecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu. That also means to walk, you know, humbly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It also means tzniut. Now, Rabotai, just to end off before we get to the segment of the Parashat HaShavua, tzniut, people think, you tell people tzniut, modesty, people immediately associate that with dress. That's right, but it's also not right. I'll tell you why. Dress is only one component of tzniut. Tzniut has to do with many things. There's tzniut b'levush, there's tzniut b'dibur, speech, tzniut b'ma'aseh, how they act. You know, sometimes women can dress, you know, very, very tzenua, but the way they carry themselves, the way they walk, the way they act, the way they talk is not tzenua, it's flirtatious, it's too outgoing. That's not, tzniut has to be something, you know, there has to be an element of internal tzniut that affects the external as well. And without, yeah, that's kisen. That's right. Yeah. A person has to have an internal tzniut. The Gemara in Berachot in the second Perek learns many, many dinim from this pasuk, al tikre velo yir'e ela velo yira'e. Right? We learn many dinim from that. Ekva ba'ashashit, su'a ba'ashashit, how much you have to be marchik. Many, many halachot are learned out of these pasukim. So, aval mikol makom, that's with regards to the cemetery. A person should, you know, I used to like Kibbutz Tzadikim a lot. I'm a person, I used to go a lot to Kibbutz Tzadikim when I was in Eretz Yisrael. My favorite, because it was 5 minutes away from my house, was going to Maran Achida. He's buried in next to Rav Mordechai Eliyahu in Har HaMenuchot. So it was in a cemetery, but he has his own ohem. And by his ohem, he has like a yeshiva. There's like a kolon going on in that. But it's in its own structure.
They built a separate house?
There's like a structure only of Rav Chidan, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, and there's like a kolon going on over there. So I used to go out there and hang out. And I used to feel a very special connection to Maran Achida. So, I don't know, whatever, it's a Moroccan thing maybe, I don't know. But, Aval Mikon Makom. When you're doing the Lechvod Amit, yeah. Yes, Chida's mother was Ashkenazia. Half Moroccan, half Ashkenaz. Anyway, so he said, Matos, it's Chok HaSad Al Sinah. He was Jewish, so he ain't Aaron. Anyway, the Kitzur. No, you made Moroccan gefilte fish. Anyway, Kitzur. Stop hating on the gefilte fish. Would you do me a favor? Anyway, the Kitzur. So, anyway. So, Salomon, how's the gefilte fish in Panama? They do it?
No, we only do kibbeh lachmajin.
No, okay, kibbeh lachmajin is Shabbat morning, Shabbat night. It's herring and gefilte fish, no?
My grandfather loves it, and he's Lebanese.
Oh, yeah? Okay, good. So at least, okay, beseder. Okay, Rabotai, we're gonna pause this now, and we're gonna start the shiur on the parsha. So just bear with me for one moment.